We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Ah.
Mo's eating a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Who eats on a podcast?
Mm.
Part of this is my fault because I gave him this brownie.
Oh, it's good.
Oh.
It's like a brownie, but it's got like chocolate stuff in this side, like icing stuff. Like it's like a chocolate explosion brownie thing. But the outside almost tastes like an Oreo cookie.
I see. Battleground was tonight.
That's a good, good brownie.
Did you watch Battleground?
I'm almost done.
Were you too busy eating?
We did have pizza.
We did have a lot of pizza. One with double bacon.
No, we had a lot of pizza. Yes. We don't have a lot of pizza left.
That's true.
But there was the five of us.
What?
What?
Me yep. And you?
So I'm Mo. We're back on the air and in your ears. It's been a little while, but... Coming up, we're going to start doing regular shows more often, and we just finished Battleground, and you have something you want to say. I quit cutting you off. You obviously have an insult or a bad joke.
We're back. I'm in your ear. Mo's really queer. That's our little rhyme.
That was worth stopping for.
Yeah. Well, it's much better. You please, say what you were going to say.
This is good brownie.
I see.
That's the last bite.
You know it was butthole ground tonight.
Do you have another one?
No. You're done that already?
One that big.
Holy. It was like a foot by eight. It was like an 8.5 by 11.
Alright. I'm going to have some of my super big gulps, so don't say anything funny.
About 3 inches thick. Like your head. But yeah, who drinks on a podcast? Is there any alcohol in that? Good. Thank you for doing that as loud as possible. Thank you for still listening.
So I think a lot of people probably enjoyed Battleground.
Yeah.
But
you weren't one of them?
I wasn't really one of them.
No?
I think a lot of people are... I do expect a lot of people to be coming into the show thinking it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, it was... But yeah, I And I've actually enjoyed, like, I think, like, the last 3 weeks worth of Raw. I've enjoyed pretty much all of the shows, though there's obviously booking. There's always booking flaws. There's confusion in the way they do things.
Booking flaws?
But as far as, like, enjoyment of the shows, I've enjoyed them. Tonight, the biggest thing for me was the announcers.
Just, oh, yeah. They were awful.
I don't know if I've ever heard them this bad.
Oh, I have. But they were awful.
Like, there was just multiple times where they were just saying stuff that completely disregarded the crowd's reactions or...
I don't think so.
What we're seeing in the ring.
I think the crowd was chanting, Bray's a moondog.
Yeah, they call Bray like a moondog. Well, then they say, you know, Bray's so... Like, while the crowd, like, most of the crowd is chanting, let's go, Bray. And then Michael Cole goes, Bray is jealous because of how much the WWE Universe loves Roman. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
But and it was multiple times like this. Or when, you know, the Divas match was going. And fuck, with the announcers were just wanting you to know this is the Revolution. They were overselling it to the point where it became obnoxious and it's not real. It's not organic. And like I said, multiple times like that. So that really hurt the pay-per-view for me. That and a lot of booking that, again, I just found really confusing. And there wasn't a match that I really got into. The best match was, once again, Owens and Cena. But it also was a match with 413 finishes killed.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that, to me, felt...
You're still into that, though.
No.
But you're still on this whole finishes getting killed thing. Which is ironic for someone who likes the Young Bucks so much.
The Young Bucks are different.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
that's a different standard.
It's different.
Yeah.
Young Bucks, they're finished.
Because you like them.
No, well, the difference
one of your
is...
favorites.
No, well, they are one of my favorites. But the difference is, the Young Bucks finish isn't usually killed. Like, they have a lot of moves that should be finishes, but they don't even bother to try and pin people off of them. They just get up and, like, no-sell, like, both sides 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
But that's one act, one time, and just that's their style. And it's not, like, they're not really killing the finishes because it's I don't know, it's the Young Bucks. It's just, I can't explain it, but they're not really used, the finishes themselves.
No, yeah.
If they hit more bang for your buck, that's it, match over.
Yeah.
But they never actually hit that.
No.
You know?
So they just hit a bunch of things that should be finishes, like from the beginning of the match.
Yeah, but they don't hit their...
But they're different.
But they don't hit their... But they don't hit their actual finish 14 times and then have people kick out of it.
No, just stuff that should be finishes.
Yeah.
Pretty much every move.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Which is why they're spectacular.
Yes.
Whereas this match has every single move that should be a finish... Yes. And their finish is the kick out of it.
And
that is the difference.
That's the difference. That's
ice. So, yeah. So, another match where they killed a bunch of finishes. And also, what, like I said, the Young Bucks, I don't expect a match to be...
Good?
It's good. It's awesome. I don't expect the match to end when it's, like, you know, they're not selling me a finish usually. Whereas this one, they're trying to sell you finishes constantly that
that's
you know
true.
Aren't.
I never assume the Young Bucks match is going to finish.
I wish they didn't. They're awesome.
But Owens Cena was good. Bray and Roman was pretty good.
That's fair. Yeah.
And then you had the Luke Harper at the end. Under a thinly veiled hood.
Yeah.
Showing just his face.
Yeah.
You know. Being attacked.
So a 6'5" guy who looks exactly like Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Attacks Roman Reigns.
In the camera.
Who is it? Who is it?
The bigger story is who was that guy?
Yeah. Well, but you know, I mentioned the announcing was the shits already.
Yeah. Oh, fucking horrible fuck.
Yeah. How many tweets did you use tonight with the F word?
Well, Miz was on the show for a bit.
Yeah. So it's not a bad promo, but the end was awful.
Fucking horrible.
It was alright.
Fucking no, it wasn't.
No, it was pretty good.
No. I was trying to figure out which was worse, it or the Tamina Snuka.
Tamina Snuka didn't talk. She just looked at JoJo.
Yeah. So, better than Miz. That's actually what they are. They're Team BHM. Or BTM. Yeah. Better than Miz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think now it's Team Bad is not best at domination. It's, what is it? Beautiful and Deadly or something?
Yeah, the Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Tamina was announced as best at domination. Team Bad on SmackDown, then it was changed tonight to the Better, Beautiful and Dangerous, yeah.
Dangerous, that's right.
Yeah.
Not Deadly, Dangerous.
Yeah. It's not like a fart.
No,
yeah.
No.
Silent but Deadly.
Speaking of,
can you imagine if they had a guy with a shirt that said Silent but Deadly? He wouldn't be, though.
Wasn't it Silent but Violent?
Oh.
I think it was Silent but Violent.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He's not either one.
No?
No. Yeah, let's move on from that. let's just move on.
We could find that guy. What's his physical location?
No, let's move on from that.
I could tell some more Chris Benoit jokes if you want to keep going.
No, I really don't.
Like I did tonight during the Kevin Owens match.
Did you?
Remember when a guy from Quebec doing the crossface?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Strange.
Well, he's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. So anyways.
He'll probably move back, though. When he retires.
That will be his physical location. Let's go through the thing. We
top to bottom?
Well, they're doing the pre-show, and
Like any good person on the pre-show.
5:10, 5:15 in. One of the people, I think it's Renee. I don't really know. I can't really tell her apart from the other guys. Mm-hmm. Renee Young, I think it was.
Renee Saxton.
That's it. Says there.
Coming, says up that,
coming up next. Coming up
next.
The battle for the crown.
Yeah.
Wade Barrett versus R-Truth. So I turn to you and I say, let's watch a War Games match instead.
Yeah. So we watched Brian Pillman get killed by Sid.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, just terrible botch at the end of the match. Like ruins the match. And it's actually, I can't say it ruins the match because people still call that match of the year, 5-star match and everything.
But it ended it early.
Yeah, it ended it early. Yeah,
and it made El Gigante run.
Yeah. So it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's about a half hour match.
Yeah.
And then we turned it back. And the match, the Barrett and R-Truth match, was still happening.
Yeah, so which either meant there was one of the most epic battles of the night.
I hope so.
I do too. Or that that they lied.
Cheated.
Stealed.
Stole.
Oh.
Fuck.
And what
Use
happened
proper
was...
proper grammar.
Oh. Huh?
Use proper grammar. We're going to have Donald grammar Trump proper? On later.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he going to say? Just have him on right now. Just fucking do it. Nobody gives a fuck.
Should I call him?
No, just. He walked in.
Walked in. Mo.
He just walked in, and
I'm here.
He sounds totally different than Addy.
I'm here.
That's the part that's impressive
to me.
Anyway, so Wade Barrett hits the bull hammer and pins R-Truth, and nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I like on that Raw?
Yeah.
Zeb Coulter.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he's a fan of yours.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his.
I hear that Zeb Coulter is going to be in a new tag team called Pride and Prejudice.
Really?
Yeah.
With Darren Young?
Apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I don't like is that Lucha Underground.
No, why not?
It's full of thieves and rapists, and I assume some of them are good wrestlers.
Yeah. Oh.
Gotta go. You know, and you know what I have to question? I don't think John Cena was really a Marine.
No. You'd like to see his...
I want to see his records.
You want to see his birth certificate? His Marine birth certificate?
Marine birth certificate.
Yeah. Do you really think... How about... what's his name? Kevin Owens really a French-American?
Kevin Owens, the French-American... is not someone... He came through our borders. And I don't know if he's a thief. Or a rapist.
You realize that Donald Trump is actually from New York. So he has a little bit of a New York accent.
Nope. I gotta go.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Donald.
So anyways, R-Truth lost and nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope to never see that match again.
No. So tomorrow on Raw, the rematch.
So then they open up with, and they do this probably because Orton's from St. Louis, though there was a tweet out from Sheamus where he called him Randy Borton.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty accurate.
Did you hear this? Did you see this conversation on Twitter?
No.
Did you see this fucking conversation on Twitter?
No.
It said, Randy Borton... I'm going to, what did he say? Something about, I'm going to stick a size.
My 14 inch foot underneath your chin.
Underneath your chin.
Yeah.
Right? And Randy Orton's response, I have a size 15 foot.
Huh.
You see? Get it?
No.
Get it? It means Randy Orton has a bigger dick than Sheamus.
Well, they all have, both have a bigger dick than Triple H.
That's true. That's true. I actually believe that Randy Orton is a bigger dick than Sheamus.
Yeah.
And Sheamus is from Ireland.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That so, says something.
That's impressive. He's from, Orton is from St. Louis, so the crowd was into him. So they had a match that happened.
Oh, you know what I thought was going to happen?
Yeah.
I thought an RKO was going to come out of nowhere, but you know what happened?
What?
An RKO came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere? Who the fuck saw that coming?
Who saw? Oh, I tell you. It's just like, they keep thinking of creative things to do. And I think it's great. I think it's great. I hope Randy Orton is around for a long time because he's not dull or boring or repetitive. And they can't think, they keep coming up with new things for him to do. I loved all the new things that they come up for him because they're all just so new. And they're so new and they're so exciting. Like, I hope he's in another main event because I would pay for that even though I'll probably get a free month for it. It'll be so good that Randy Orton, he should just be on the card forever.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck!
Yeah. So the new thing in this match was the RKO out of nowhere.
Die, Randy, die.
And, it was Rocky. And, anyways, I'm bored. This is a match for the live crowd because Orton's from St. Louis, so they'll be into it. But, like, as a... I don't understand. Sheamus turned heel has gotten no momentum as it
what?
Now has the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, see?
So you want to probably build him up a little bit.
Nope.
And Orton doesn't matter. Right. So what? Sheamus does the
Randy
job.
Randy Orton's really good.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this match a bunch of times, and it was the epitome of... It was the epitome of who gives a shit.
Yes.
Like, one guy won, and how will this affect Raw tomorrow? It won't.
No.
So, who cares?
Who gives
a... And there's also not the sense that it all ends the feud, so to speak. Like, I'm going to see this match that I've already seen a million and one times.
What?
About the amount of times... I've seen this about the amount of times that a finish is used... And doesn't get over as a finish in a Young Bucks match.
You know what gets over as a finish is the RKO because it comes out of nowhere.
Well, that's true.
Out of nowhere.
It is one of the few really protective moves.
Because it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like the Diamond Cutter.
Sometimes he puts on a cool one, but generally the memes are funny.
Yeah. The vines.
Whatever.
What was the next match?
It was a New Day.
Oh, they're awesome.
Versus the primetime players. Hey, that's the thing. The New Day come out and did this great promo.
Yes.
Just hilarious. And they're so... And during the match, they're entertaining.
Oh.
The match itself isn't all that great. In fact, I was like watching the match going, can you just give them the mic again and let them cut these great, hilarious promos again?
You know what
you
mean?
They entertain me.
Xavier Woods needs a megaphone. Yes. Ella Jimmy Hart.
Yes, he does.
Because that's who he is.
It's so great out there, and the promo's so great, and it's entertaining. They did get some boos, and Primetime Players were kind of over because New Day's kind of over.
Yeah.
Primetime Players retained, as everyone expected.
Yeah.
Like, near the end of the match, I turned to you, I think the Primetime Players are retaining. You said no, and then, like, 2 seconds later,
I know.
One, two, three,
well, it's because Primetime Darren Players. Young hit his fucking, I'm going to fuck you in the ass move finisher.
The go-behind?
Yeah, the duck under go-behind.
Yeah. Learned from Pat Patterson.
Sorry, duck down go-behind.
Yeah.
But Kofi popped out of the ring.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, he hits the finisher, but he popped out of the ring. So I figured that, like, that meant that Big E was going to come in and do his thing. But no, they tag Titus, and Big E does his Tiger Driver finisher, and it's over.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that was stupid.
Well, it's just, I figure they're holding on one more month, New Day, probably in a multiple tag team match or
whatever.
Next month they'll get the belts back. But
and you know what I'll say? You know what I'll say when that happens at SummerSlam? I'll say, should have fucking happened last month.
Well, they never should have lost it is the thing. The thing is, again, they're so damn entertaining, they're going to be over anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, they're so damn entertaining, they're not going to last. Like, here's a team that you tried really hard to make something that they weren't. And it did not get over the crowd, and they sucked. And then they got to be heels, and they got to be more like who they really are.
Yeah.
And now they've gotten over, getting over as baby faces due to it. And now you're going to have to turn them again, because it's just not going to work to keep them this way. But it's happened so fast that the babyface heel, babyface turns are going to happen within like 4 to 6 months here. Like, it's just too quick almost.
Well, they're talking about they're going to start it in the tag team division, really. But you know how they talked about, like, it's your personality, we're going to amp it up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they've got, they've allowed, now that they were heels, and they've kind of allowed the New Day to be who they are. I understand that the primetime players are going to get a name change. Mm-hmm. Gay Dad. So they're going to amp up their personalities as well.
Yeah, Darren Young, he's
got stars on his tights. He's going to change that to rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
Titus O'Neil is going to bring little kids with him to the ring, which...
Mm-hmm. No, dance with them after the match while they play
that was Kofi
grabbing cakes.
Kofi did the juke.
Oh, that's true. He did. It was awesome. So anyways, this match happened. This match is like...
Yeah. Happened.
Yeah, it happened.
It was surprising that there was not a title change, but it happened.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Not except at the end, but going in.
Yeah, I suppose.
Going in, it was like, okay, there should be a title change here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Then they had Roman. Did you do that next?
Yeah, next was Roman Reigns and Bray. It was the best match of the night. Bray, in my opinion, really carried him.
Yeah.
Bray was in position a lot, very well. His counters looked really... logical. And,
especially after his counters.
His counters after counters?
Yes.
His counters did, though they looked believable, and the psychology and the timing behind them was really good. His positioning was good. Like I said, he was very solid as a ring general type thing.
Yeah.
And so it turned into a fair match. Not a great match. It's probably like a 3-star match. That's the best match so far.
Yeah.
3.25 star.
It went like 20 minutes.
Yeah. It did go on a long time. Basically led to, as you say, Luke Harper showed up and... Yep. Rejoined
Wyatt,
and it seems pretty obvious that that's the setup. Wyatt and Harper versus Ambrose and Reigns at SummerSlam.
Yes, yes.
We're
thinking Sting, but no, we were thinking Sting before the rumor was Sting and Bray, but that was last week, and that seemed to kind of plans change shockingly.
Yeah,
and so Sting.
It was just a rumor. It was never.
Yeah, no, that was the plan. Was Bray and Sting.
I never saw that happening. But then again, I never saw it happening what happened at the end either. So,
but that was the plan.
Yeah.
It was Bray and Sting. And then they changed now direction. You know, I know what the direction is. But they're going to change it anyway. So I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they had that. So yeah, I think Ambrose and Reigns is probably the way to go. And you know what? That could even be, again, a way to turn
Reigns. So Sting, Sting. Yeah, it could be. I don't think so, though. I don't think they're turning him anytime soon. And
no,
I think
but...
the feud with Wyatt's going to go on a long time. And as far as crowd reactions, the crowd was fairly into it. So, considering how killed his characters they should have been, but
here's my question:
they're mid-carders. But I still say, I think we're going to see Sting. I just really suspect Sting and Stardust is happening. I have a feeling.
Sting Dust.
The other guy, obviously, Bo Dallas.
Yeah, Sting, exactly. They have heat.
Yeah.
They have heat.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sting couldn't fight his older brother. So now he just does the next best thing. Or younger brother. I don't know who's older.
Who? Sting and...
Bo or Bray.
Oh, Bo or Bray? Bo is the younger brother.
The younger brother?
Yeah, much younger.
Mm.
Quite a bit younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Several years.
Wow. Yeah. Who knew?
I did.
Huh.
Dummy.
I think, and I'll just go outside, if I'm thinking the way that I would do it now, given the landscape here, is that Eric Rowan probably back about October is about the plan for him.
Yeah, so about that, though. So I mean, it's a really major injury, so it could be a while.
So he could come back in like September, not working, just there.
Yeah.
So he could join with the Wyatt family again, setting up, because if you're going to do... the Wyatts against Ambrose and Rollins or Ambrose and Reigns, then you could then if you are going to be turning Rollins with Hunter and such, then you could do Wyatts and the Shield at Survivor Series.
Yeah, you could. I don't see that happening.
So
I don't see that happening.
No,
but
you don't see a lot of things happening.
Nah, I don't.
You know, I'm not sure. You don't see is a finish in a Young Bucks match. That's what.
You see the finish, but it's just you don't you don't get a lot of false finishes.
Oh,
you get a lot of moves that aren't sold, but you don't get a lot of false finishes.
No,
which is better.
Right.
Much better.
It's much better.
It's much better. It's much better. It is better.
It's way better.
It's much better.
I like ring psychology.
Yeah.
Like the young
The Meltzer driver is a move that looks like it would hurt for 10, 15 seconds if
that. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, because you only need three.
Yeah. It's not a move that you think of as a finisher.
No,
it's
just a move. That's only going to hurt you for 15 seconds. I could never pin you with that.
It's a fucking trans. It's a somersault into a tombstone pile driver. It's a transition move, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, 15 seconds. We could do that to you outside of the ring. We wouldn't even count you out in Japan.
Oh, well, they do it outside of the ring. It's still 15 seconds.
Wouldn't even count you out in Japan. You would be okay.
Or tonight, because anytime it was convenient, they just stopped counting. The ref just stands there like, can you guys come back in, please? Look, you're supposed to be in the ring. Can you come in the
Roman.
Come in the ring.
Yes. There were a couple cool moves that Bray did on Roman with, like, that he was going for his kick outside the ring and Bray speared him.
Yeah, he hit him pretty stiff. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. More of a clothesline, but
yeah,
but it was
still cool that he hit
him. The way he did it. Yeah,
I said if you're gonna stiff a guy, then like don't stiff a guy with talent. Stiff Roman.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's right. Yeah. So I hear Darren Young likes to stiff a guy.
I've heard that, but don't be prejudiced. Have some pride. I think that then they interviewed that Team Bad or whatever that we talked about earlier. Yeah. So,
because earlier they interviewed the other girls.
No, that was later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
No, I think it was the other way around.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they interviewed Nikki's team first.
I'm pretty sure they did that first.
I told you.
Anyway.
Not Nikki's team, Paige's team.
Yeah, then they did the match.
Then the other one.
They did Sasha and Charlotte and Brie.
And this, to me, is really why... I think of all the reasons why I think this night didn't work for me, this might be the biggest.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've seen Sasha and Charlotte, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Have these great matches in NXT, and we saw it live at San Jose University.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah, during SummerSlam weekend. WrestleMania weekend, and it was great. We've seen it's main event at house shows, a tear it down. Yeah, just awesome every time I was on TV. And I asked you, the question is, how much will Brie being in there mess up this great match?
Mm-hmm.
And Brie did not help it, but it wasn't just Brie. It was also the fact that you had the other, six girls ringside, and they had to involve them in the match. And one of the reasons why you talk about the NXT revolution for the women is that they treat it like it's serious, like the title means something, like it's a sporting event. And so you get Charlotte versus Natalya, and it's a serious match, and it's a wrestling match, and there's no bullshit. I mean, Bret Hart is there, and Ric Flair is there, but they don't involve in the match. They're just ringside.
Right.
Cheering it on, you know, just to give it more weight. And the same thing when you get Becky Lynch versus Sasha, it's just... Straight on, like a match.
So at this show, you're suggesting you should have been there?
Why? And more weight? Waited to get that in there, and now I'm going to fucking punch you.
Oh, good.
I felt good.
I have a bruise. Look what you did.
So, but that's why these things have worked. So now instead you have this match that is set up by Mom.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon comes out in a wig, talks to JoJo.
It's more of like a fright wig on a stick.
And Big Barter there orders this match to be started like between... She wants all her kids there.
You fight now.
And so Titania gives the match, and Gigantor is really proud to have these...
I actually think that was Mecha Mummy.
Yeah, could be. And either way, Big Barter orders the match, and these chicks have the match, and they have to get involved with the other chicks and involve them in the match and outside spots.
Yeah.
And all this means that the focus from what was getting over
right.
is changed.
Yes.
It becomes about getting everybody involved instead of about let's see who's the best in the ring, which is what was getting over. So and then the announcers are overselling it so hard how this is a revolution and that, yeah. and the crowd isn't into it nearly to the level as the, even they were right at the start.
Yeah.
You know, like they yeah.
You know what?
It didn't flow well because they didn't do it the same way.
It was not a Raven DDT. It did not have an even flow.
No.
The announcers sold this like you were watching something special, which is fine.
They were
when you're watching something special.
They're comparing it to when WCW invaded WWE, or NWO invaded WCW, and all this shit. And it's like, no, this is not the fucking same.
Well, it like, kind of is, actually. It kind of is, because when WCW invaded, Shane
yeah,
invaded.
Fine, yeah.
When the NWO invaded WWE, Vince brought in the NWO.
Well, so now it's Stephanie's turn. Invading, I guess it was Bischoff. Yeah, now it's Stephanie's turn.
Now it's Stephanie's turn to bring in
Stephanie, babyface Stephanie here. It's very confusing to me.
Yeah.
And it's not working, and that's a real disappointment for me. As a match, is it better than what they gave him a long time? It's a little better than what we usually get from the Divas, but it's like, are you judging because you're like, oh, we used to get 2-star matches from the Divas. This was a 2 3/4 star match.
Woohoo!
Or are you judging it that you're getting 4 4.5 star matches in NXT, and this was 2 3/4?
Yeah.
That's the way I'm judging it.
Well, the fact is,
what it isn't, and I'm afraid instead of what it is.
Yeah. Well, I guess the best way to for the night actually probably. Is you can kind of encapsulate the night as Hunter took a shit kicking because you had this revolution of these yeah. divas that Mom brought up and okay they're up, which is great, didn't do it right, but okay they're here.
You didn't do it right on Monday. The psychology no. was wrong.
That's right.
Even though the crowd got into it live, the psychology, long-term psychology of how you did it is yeah. wrong.
Stupid.
And then what you did tonight, the psychology is wrong.
I knew as soon as I saw that it was going to be a 3-way, I was just like, that's just not the right way to do it.
No, it's not.
The 3-way, the best way to do it would have been to have Sasha against Becky, or Sasha and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Somebody from this team bad. And someone, and then you could throw.
Let them show what they can do,
and then you slap the Bellas on the commentary.
Yeah,
and they can just be bitches the whole time.
I don't even think that's any.
That's
good.
Fine. That's your 3-way. No, because then you can have your 3-way schmoz afterwards.
I just think you have the Bellas attack the both of them at the end.
So we figured.
Like, I think how you do it is you have Sasha. You would have been better off Sasha versus Charlotte and have them have a 4-star match.
Yeah.
And then you have the all 3 Bella members attack them afterwards, the 3-on-2.
Because they're on commentary.
And then you have, because they're on commentary. They just come from the back, attack them.
Oh,
and
that's
then you have
a
the other.
Way.
Then you have the other. Well, not for Elegante. But,
true.
But, and then
you mean
you have,
Tamina?
Yeah. Nothing compared to Big Barda. There's Steph. Their dad in a wig is what she looks like now. Mm. But anyways, yeah, I mean, you would have had the other team saving it, and then you would have had the schmoz again. That would have been much better, because the people would have seen what is different.
Yeah.
But again, it's not going to get over as long as you have the girls in like, these really small type outfits, and as long as you're still calling them divas, when you're saying they are the WWE divas, instead of saying, it's like saying, oh, the connotation that they're WWE divas is the connotation that they're our eye candy. And you can't say, they're our eye candy, but now they're great wrestlers. Yeah. It's like, no, they're our eye candy.
Wow.
And as long as you're referring to them as divas, and I know you've marketed them this way, but if you want to make the change, one of the biggest things you have to do is start calling them women. I mean, if you look at the other sports that they're talking about, the women's soccer and you know, the UFC with Ronda Rousey.
And that up-and-coming women's tennis.
Yeah. All of that, though, it's women's tennis, not divas tennis. And if it was, it wouldn't be the same thing.
But it's new.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
This women playing this tennis.
Yeah. But again, it's like you're doing it. And so it's a real shame that it's not going to get over. I mean, I know Steph and Hunter wanted to get over, and they've seen the potential. But at the end of the day, this is the problem. Like, the biggest problem with the WWE is, like, there's problems. I mean, obviously, overexposure and too much TV.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem is, you know, having 23 writers. What? You know, and...
They only have 23 now?
No, well, I mean, but that's the thing, right? Like, when you have 32 writers...
What? They only have 32 now?
Yeah. You don't really get one person's creative vision. Yeah, so Vince is calling the shots at the end of the day, but you have all these booking confusion because you have 48 writers.
Yeah,
48 writers.
Oh.
Yes, 48 writers.
Right. Yeah. I forgot about Steve.
Yeah. So you have these 48 writers, and that's the problem is you can't get one. Even though you have one person's final say,
mm-hmm.
moment to moment, with 63 writers,
yeah.
you don't have the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, you just have like the final call, but the overall, the minute details
yeah.
doesn't work when there's 114 writers.
No.
And but if Stephanie and Vin and Hunter and this are like writers, they want to do it one way, but Vince at the end of the day still wants it this way, and this is what happens. So it's like they're trying to shoehorn in this vision for the women's division.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the vision moves. It's like it takes two steps to the left because
yeah.
of Vince. And they're just like writers trying to like any of the other 219 yeah. writers who are trying to get their vision across.
Well, the problem though is that you get all this dilution when the 93,173 writers, well, 75 if you include Hunter and Steph, they can't get their voices heard. So it just dilutes this, and what seemed, as I said, I'm happy they're up because they're going to be on there. And yes, we're going to have. I mean, look at it this way: is it okay? AJ left, and you can't keep doing Paige and Nikki and Paige and Brie a whole bunch. Naomi was great, but again, they burnt through that. Rosa can't do shit. Summer can't do shit.
No.
Lana can't do shit.
No.
Eva Marie can't do shit.
No.
Cameron can't do shit.
No.
Right? So you've got all these can't do shits. And so now at least you've got Sasha and Charlie and
Becky.
Becky and
Paige.
And Paige. And who was the other one that they brought? Is that it?
Sasha, I think you already said.
Sasha, Becky, Charlie, Paige.
Naomi.
And
Natalia,
the,
when she yes. does come back, obviously Tyson Kidd's near-death experience, literally, obviously, is why we haven't seen her. And,
yeah.
and I'm sure she'll probably eventually get back on the road. I doubt we'll ever see him wrestle again. But
probably not.
But, I mean, we should see her back on the road. And when you add her in, that's another... She can come in as the true outsider now. Like, picking apart the different ones, going through them,
yeah.
and having great matches with them all. Because she's, you know, like the veteran...
Unless they're on Raw, in which case it won't be with Charlotte.
Yeah.
But... I mean, but the thing is in theory now...
Well, Charlotte owes her one.
Essentially, in theory, your match quality should be better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that, I think, talent ultimately can weed itself through, but if you're just going to have the same writers doing the same bullshit...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, as I said, you've got the Bariquas
mm-hmm.
with Team Bad, you've got the DOA with the Bellas, and you've got the Nation of Domination with Paige and her crew, and so they can have this three-way fuck-up, and all that's going to come through is, you know, you're going to have one guy maybe from each group, and
at the end of the day, you still have six of the... You have nine people,
yeah,
and six of them have had multiple matches against each other already. So it's not really as fresh as like, there's just, I don't like the way they've done this on many levels. Like,
no.
It's a disappointment.
I like that they added the, listen, Paige needing the backup was fine. Mom getting the help for her.
Is not.
Isn't. And then when she also said, oh, no, I also found, like, all of a sudden, Naomi comes out in the middle of nowhere and says, I fucking have a problem with all these people too, by the way. And she goes, oh, I'm glad you're here. Found you someone too. Here, team with them now. Like,
yeah.
It was just stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
I mean,
it's not good.
I'm glad Sasha Banks is, like I said, on there, but it's just stupid.
Yeah, Sasha Banks is the best talent they have in the women's division, probably.
And now they've done the NXT tapings
yeah.
after to kind of... It's basically going to be Bayley's division now because she's gone through. I think it was she beat Charlotte, she beat Becky Lynch to become the number one contender, and then they'll do the takeover match.
And they need somebody like her to work with you know, Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke,
help
and you
teach
got
her.
Emma, and you
know what we saw?
Eva.
I mean, Bayley is she looks okay on TV, but like in person, you look at her and you go, Vince is not going to see her as a diva again. Is the problem?
Bayley's like hot though. When we saw Bayley at WrestleMania,
no,
I was like, wow, yeah. No,
great. Yeah, she has a great body.
Also Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, there is there.
And that Carmella.
But her face has a very, she has a strong jawline that is is not like any of the other women. It's her face. Well, she's not pretty. She's not pretty in the way that WWE classically hasn't liked their women to be. This shouldn't be an issue because she's charismatic and likable and a good wrestler. And she should be able to, and I believe she'd be able to get over. I think this is going to be a problem for Vince. I mean, one of the reasons why it took Charlotte so long to get up there, is because Vince didn't think physically she looks like what he wants his divas to look like.
Now,
remember when they had Francine up there and she was hot, but she had a different look than everybody else?
Yeah.
And some of the other girls in ECW that they brought in?
Yeah, Trinity.
He didn't like it. That's not what we want her, you know.
Yeah.
Vince is a misogynistic prick.
Huh.
And unfortunately...
Does referee Rita Marie think that?
Yeah, no kidding. Or what was his limo driver or whatever? Or no, that was his referee or his referee. Secretary. Rita Marie, but there was also his secretary.
I think it was Ann Russo, actually.
Might have been, actually, yeah.
I just wonder, though, with Bayley, like, are they going to reform DX anytime soon?
Why?
Well, they would need a China.
Well, then they have Tamina.
Oh, right.
And Tamina does have a different look. Like, I'm good for all these different looks. I wish they could bring in more
different Tamina things. Surprised Tamina was wearing boots tonight.
Mm.
Yeah. She's a savage.
Of course she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's from Samoa.
I thought she was really more of a greaser.
I don't know. What's her real name? It's Tamina Argentina, right?
No, it is not.
Oh. Apparently, the end of the month, they're gonna decide on that.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Yes,
that's gonna be interesting. We'll get more into that, I'm sure, at a later date, about Jimmy Snuka's impending legal troubles,
murderous rampage.
That too.
Yeah. So that was the three way.
Nancy Snuka is her name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I get it. To Nancy. So we got, what came next? Kevin Owens and John Cena?
Yeah.
It was a bit of a different match.
A bit different, but at this point I've seen them wrestle a lot of each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of John Cena long matches, and there is a sense of, I've seen this all before.
What?
Like, it just, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is...
What? Again, it's the best match of the night, but it didn't blow me away. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a good 3.5-star match. It's fair. It got better towards the end.
Yeah.
I was bored through most of it because I knew a finish wasn't coming for a long time.
Yes.
Because I'd seen a lot of the same moves and the whatever. But it's like, as far as their execution, John Cena wasn't as sloppy as far as his timing and everything on this night.
Wasn't Kelly.
Sloppy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, John Cena was ahead of his game.
Yeah. Was the execution excellent?
No. But he was down tonight.
Was he down? So it was like Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Down where?
Down there.
Well, you know, one of the things it is, like, we keep talking about how things are ready to, like, explode in the WWE, and it's just busting at the seams. I think it's ready to explode,
mm-hmm.
And that's the WWE mid-card.
Yeah.
Because you can just plunk Kevin Owens down there in that little thing. You just stick that piece of glass there, just over top of him there, and Kevin Owens...
I again, don't know why, again, you need a main event heel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this guy with all this momentum... And you want to build him up as your top two or three heel.
Yeah.
And he loses clean to John Cena now twice in a row. And, you know, taps out.
Yeah.
Which is even worse, really.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like... And again, then you just get back to Bray Wyatt, Wade Barrett, Rusev, all these guys who...
Yeah.
They build up, they get to John Cena, They do everything they're supposed to do, have good matches, good feud, and immediately afterward, right back down to the mid card. And that's just what this smacks of.
And like, everybody's saying, like, what's next for John Cena?
Yeah.
You know who?
Who?
The one-man gang.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. I understand Kevin Owens is a big fan of Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah?
Afterwards, he was found singing, "Oh, what a feeling, dancing under the glass ceiling. Oh, what a feeling, we're dancing under the glass ceiling.
Say you, say me.
You, me.
Say it forever.
It forever.
That's the way it would be. I had a dream.
Pin you.
I had an awesome dream.
No way, pin me.
Of people in the dark playing games after the park." I really don't know the words.
No?
Yeah. Just, I'll be honest with you. I sort of remember it that way, but I think the order might have been... It's like WWE's booking. Like everything happens as supposed to happen, but not in the order it's supposed to.
Not in the order.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that song you were singing there, Stephanie McMahon wrote it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. But it was a good match, the Cena and Owens match. It just had a really fucking stupid finish.
Who's spot. Cena's next opponent?
And you know what?
And who is... And I don't get the feeling this feud is over.
Yeah, but you know
but,
what?
But who's... Like, where does Kevin Owens go from here?
Okay. I don't get
the feeling... He didn't even attack him to get his heat back at the end. Like, nothing.
But here's how I respond. You say you don't get the feeling this feud is over.
Yeah.
I don't get the feeling I give a fuck. You say I don't know who John Cena's next opponent is. I'm saying I don't give a fuck who John Cena's next victim is.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about the U.S. title and how we can, you know, okay, yes, the U.S. title is meant something for a while. What actually needs to happen now, and there isn't anybody that I see that's ready for this, is that John Cena, what they needed to have done is pump a guy up.
Yeah.
Like a win with Bray Wyatt. Or a Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That needs to be who John Cena fights next. Is another main event guy that they have.
Yeah, or ideally.
Guy, right?
So that'll be who?
Exactly. Exactly. Sting.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, I want my title back. I fucking beat Ming for it in that goddamn tournament in 94. Want it back again, fucker. But what is there, like, you could have done, if you had brought somebody, again, Bray Wyatt, but now he's got that thing with Harper, but I mean, like, beating Roman, but Roman's the only fucking guy.
Roman and John Cena is a fresh match, and one they have in their pocket to do at some point, but I don't have a sense it's happening anytime
soon. No, I don't either, but I'm just saying that the next guy, if he's gonna scorch through the mid-card now. He's beaten Ambrose, he's beaten Rusev, he's beaten Neville, he's beaten Owens. So
beaten Zayn.
He's beaten Zayn. So...
Yeah, I know.
Cesaro. So who's next now?
Yeah.
So now you have to up your game and fight someone of maybe not of equal to Cena, but make... That's the only other way that this title can continue to be elevated.
Oh, Randy Orton.
Yeah, there you go. Randy fucking Orton. And then what I'll do... So I'll take this pen right here.
Yeah.
Stab myself in the eyeball with it.
Yeah?
Twice.
Yeah?
Not need to die, I need to see. But twice in the same eye.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to want to see that match. But, fuck. That, honestly, that's it.
You could just close Sheamus? Your eyes or not watch.
Sheamus?
Just not watch the pay-per-view.
King Barrett.
Yeah, I know. It's again, but these guys are, yeah. So I just don't know, like, if Cena had lost, and I guess now they're trying to push Cena as the greatest U.S. title champion of all time, even though he's only had it for 4 months.
He's the greatest professional athlete in the United States today.
Yeah. So I guess from that perspective, they needed to have him. But again, Cena loses it, and then he goes on a chase for that or something else.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. But
no.
Owens, so much of Owens' character was having the NXT title. Yeah. That's gone.
Yes.
So then he needed this belt.
Yes.
And it's gone.
Yes.
And like I say, well, I don't think you're going to... Like, somehow Cena's feuds seem to be a best of four instead of a best of three with a rubber match.
Yes.
Like, consistently. But, I very well could see a four-way with Rusev and Cesaro in them. But again, I just don't see the sense in this. I really don't.
I think Vince, so, just, he went to, he must have been watching some ROH tapes to see who he could steal next. And he saw a thing that said, kill Steen, kill.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because he did.
You know, he gets an action figure?
Yeah.
Huh. But I think, though, that, I don't see anything else. And then Owens, what the fuck? I mean, remember when it was like Samoa Joe comes in at TakeOver and it's like Joe and Owens and it's like, wow. And then and that never happens.
We never really see it, no.
And then now Joe is just feuding with Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's going to do him a lot of good.
Fuck.
But that shows how NXT, though, I mean, you lose a Neville, you lose Owens, a Tommy gets injured.
Yeah.
Zayn gets injured. And that shows that the lack of depth that, and you're trying to build up Corbin to a main event level.
Sure.
But more than anything, that just shows, like, and you mean you got Rhino up there in the main event level of stuff already. Like,
yeah.
Who's challenging Balor then?
Owens.
Owens. So, yeah.
Rematch.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it just shows again, like, yeah, the NXT depth has really suffered. It was never really as deep as it looked. They did a good job. I mean, Tyson Kidd was somebody else there for a long time.
Yeah.
PJ Black, what's his name?
Gabriel.
Justin Gabriel, yeah, was there for a while. So, the NXT depth really is being exposed now. And again, it's a developmental territory. Sure. I don't care if they're selling 14,000 tickets to their New York show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a developmental territory, and you're seeing it right now. So,
they're starting to have a bit of the same issues that Jim Cornette always used to talk about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
before you can finish a storyline, we need them.
It's Doug Basham versus the Damaja, and now we're going to bring them up as a team.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And it's like then you got to explain that, or you're not quite done with Leviathan. He's not really doing much, but squashing. Well, we need him to be in Evolution. Or no, we need him to be with D-Ball.
To be with D-Ball.
And, all the stuff. And that happens time and time again. And that's where the developmental role is, really, is to kind of bounce around.
But I mean, it speaks to it. Like,
at least
they need Samoa Joe on the main roster because, again, you've just killed a lot of heels and you're killing Sheamus. You're killing, Owens. You need to bring up Samoa Joe again now, before they even...
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
They need more good wrestlers.
No, they don't, because their mid-card is full.
Good point.
And Samoa,
I'm talking about actually putting a guy not in the mid-card, for fuck's sake.
No, see? Don't be stupid. Seriously, though. I mean, that's what it is. The mid-card is full.
Yeah.
I would rather have
Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, all these guys that were main inventors or upper mid-carders
are
back
Kevin
down
Owens.
Solidly in the mid-card.
Yeah.
Like, make no doubt about it, Roman Reigns went from a WrestleMania main inventor to now being at the same level as Rusev or Bray Wyatt. Yeah, which is Cesaro, essentially, like, he's, No. That's where he is, which is probably where he should be right now. But like you are, your main event talent is John Cena, Brock Lesnar, who's not there very often,
right?
But, and I guess Rollins by default.
But here's the thing:
though I don't see him as really. He does a good job.
He'll
doing
lose
what
the
they
belt.
Ask him to do.
Wait till he loses the belt.
Yeah, wait till he
back
loses the
down
belt
in the mid card.
Yeah,
but the thing is, here's the thing. And this goes back, and now we talk about 2.58s, and we talk about overexposure of the product with all these fucking shows and the fucking Tough Enough. And
127,000 writers.
Yes. And the thing is, now what you're getting, we talked about this since the show started.
Yeah.
Whatever, 3 years ago,
Five
years ago we started?
It was 2011.
Show? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And... Seems like forever.
Well, I guess that's 4 years, but yeah.
But, I mean,
I guess it would have been about this time 4 years ago. I bet you we're pretty clear I'm close to our anniversary.
Well, it's just before WrestleMania.
So over 4 years then.
Over 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just long enough for, that's how long Donald Trump will be president.
But he's going to go, he's a double termer.
He's a two termer.
Yeah.
He is.
That's for sure.
But, if he's got Zeb Coulter as his running mate.
Yeah.
But I think that the thing
as
now...
As long as Jesse Ventura doesn't run with Howard Stern, he'd be fine.
Oh, that would be... Can you imagine Ventura and Trump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can. That would be great.
That would be great.
Which one would be president? Which one would be vice?
I don't know. But I could just go back and play promos of Jesse talking about Donald Trump from WrestleMania 4.
That's right.
There he is, a Hulkamaniac. You really think so? But he's in my private box, you know, girl. Mm-hmm. That's my private box.
Yeah. Kelly, I think, also had him in her private box.
That's not private. That'd be... In public, if you will. But I mean, here we are overexploring, and for years we've been talking about how WrestleMania is about The Rock, yes. And Brock, and Undertaker, and yeah. Sting, and Hogan, and Austin, and DX, and all of these guys that have been, are old. I mean, look at them.
So old.
Undertaker. And I think I sent him
twice. It's hot in here. You gotta open the door there.
Yeah, excuse me. But
sorry to make all the noise, folks.
Oh, good. But now, here we are at the Summerfest, right? And what are we talking about with the Summerfest? We're talking about Sting.
Yes.
We're talking about Hunter.
Yes.
We're talking about The Undertaker, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking...
We're talking about Kane every week, 48.
Fuck Kane. But I mean, we're talking about all of these old guys now... They're trying to sell SummerSlam on the old guys.
Well, even Lesnar's 38, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, Lesnar's your attraction, right? Yeah. And so now you're selling SummerSlam on the old guys.
Yeah.
And so now what do you do when WrestleMania comes around? And you're trying to sell it over 100,000 seats. Yeah. Right? And you just blew your wad here, whatever, 6 months earlier at SummerSlam with all these guys, right?
So what do you say about Kelly?
Yeah. I just blew your wad on your wife's face.
Someday I'm going to explain that, but that's funny.
I says pardon. But I mean, it's...
Maybe I'll do it. No, I won't do it now.
The champ is here.
Yeah.
But I... So I just look at it now like this is that you're going to the well once too often. You're speeding this stuff up and you're burning yourself out. And literally there's going to be nobody left.
Oh, here comes the dog.
There's hardly been anybody left... at WrestleMania.
It's the yellow dog, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hardly been anybody left at WrestleMania.
No, that's true.
And now you're using SummerSlam as well.
Yeah. No, right? if SummerSlam also needs the promotional, the extra oomph of those special attractions that WrestleMania has, it does make WrestleMania. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, you're blowing through them as well. Unless you get Ronda Rousey on there, but, I mean, that's still very iffy, right?
So I think that's more than iffy. I think that's dead.
Yeah, so...
I do, I think that
she wants to, but I just, you know, she's under contract with somebody who doesn't want her to, so that's...
Exactly, and, I mean, the only person they could, again, they talk about, I mean, there's all the hypothetical talk about a trade, right?
Yeah,
give us Lesnar for a match, and we'll give you Rousey for
Doesn't
a
matter, because right. Lesnar has to want to do the match.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't want to, and so now, I don't know, now you've got... Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, because, I mean, the match, Rollins and Brock, and the story was Brock suplexed him. Well, the story was 13 Rollins...
13 times? 14 times?
14 times. Rollins countered the suplexes for, like, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And then Lesnar just started suplexing Rollins.
Yeah, Rollins got a little bit of offense on, you know, like, he got a little bit outside the ring where he was doing some dives on him, and a little bit he... attack the knee or whatever, but then
really that would
just come in and just overpower him and kill him again.
Really, all Rollins was using were Young Buck offense, though. So Rollins, you know
Brock, it wasn't a finish.
Brock just, you know, went down to one knee and got back up.
Yeah.
So most of them being super kicks, actually.
He didn't wait 15 seconds.
It's true.
Yeah, there was a lot of super kicks.
There was. Yeah. And but I mean, the thing was there.
Oh, I love the Young Bucks.
And then he goes for the F5. He hits the F5 on Rollins. And he goes to the cover, and the lights go out, and the Undertaker's dong hits.
Yeah. And then, of course, anytime there's the Undertaker's dong, you're excited.
Yeah. I love the Undertaker's dong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like big and...
Yeah. The lights go out. You get a stiff upper lip. The lights go out. When the dong comes.
The lights go out, Mm-hmm. And then you get the dong. Mm-hmm. Once the lights go out, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have that. And
down where?
Down there. And Undertaker stares at Brock, and they stare at each other for a while, and Brock looks scared for a minute, which is great. And then he hits him with a choke slam. Well, the choke slam gets blocked into an F5 that gets blocked into a choke slam.
Well, he hits a low blow, which causes a few boos.
That's right.
That was actually kind of interesting. Where when that low blow happened, Undertaker hits the low blow on Lesnar for a few boos. And at that point, I'm going, are they going to make Undertaker the heel?
Yeah.
And then, no, they're not. I don't think there's not a typical heel babyface dynamic in this one.
It's the SummerSlam you thought you'd never see.
It really is in many ways. Like, it's... And again, that's it. I mean, Lesnar's over as a babyface. He's acting like a babyface. Undertaker... Lesnar beat him clean.
Yeah.
And then Lesnar... I mean, yeah, Lesnar's talking about it, but he's beat him clean, so he can talk about it.
Right.
Like, he's done nothing actually wrong to the Undertaker, you know? Except for beat him. And as far as Kane tried to 2-on-1 beat him down. And he snatched his ankle. Like
Kane's a dick.
Yeah, Kane's a dick. Like, he didn't do anything. And yet Undertaker shows up, helps a heel champion who's undeserving retain his belt.
Who we never saw again, by the way.
Who we never saw again. Retain his belt. And card. And you see, yeah, exactly. Who retains his belt. Well, yeah, he's not the stalker, right? He's a world champion, but it is plainly obvious the way this is booked. He is not the star.
No.
And so you have Undertaker then attack the guy for no reason, cost him the championship, cost him the match and he's done nothing.
What a dick.
And you're, yeah, well, but that's it, but he's still the babyface. But he's not. I guess they're both going to be.
I guess he's not a dick.
Like you say, it's not traditional, but it's one of those things where, again, I didn't like it so much because I'm like, number one, I didn't think we'd see it. And number two, I don't see the sense of seeing it at SummerSlam.
Well, I think everybody predicted it, didn't they?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did not think we were going to see it because I can't see the sense behind it, and especially the way they did it. Like, I just don't see the sense behind it.
Undertaker's not a dick, he's a doll, for one thing.
That's true.
But I think that what I like about it is, if you are going to do.
A long doll.
If you are going to do 50-50 booking,
yeah,
which you are,
yeah,
I feel it's better to do that at the Summerfest than it is at the WrestleMania. Because otherwise, what the fuck was the
point? But doesn't this set up... Doesn't this... Like, if Undertaker... Lesnar shouldn't lose. Because Lesnar's whole... the reason Lesnar's over... And the reason Lesnar is theoretically a draw in some way to you... Is because he feels like he's real and he's legitimate. And he's a monster and he's unbeatable. And it's awesome to see somebody like that. So if you have him lose, a lot of his momentum that's been built up since he beat Undertaker over... 18 months ago, is really hurt. On the other hand, Taker can't really lose again. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And if you go into... If Taker wins this one, that almost sets up a rubber match at WrestleMania. Taker's last match in Dallas. And I'm like, but Taker's last match in Dallas against Brock, he again needs to lose because that's the guy that's going to be gone.
Well,
like, if you're going to have a guy who shows up, wrestles once or twice a year, this is Lesnar's still on TV more than Undertaker.
Yes.
It means more for more years.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense for him to lose.
Well, first off, though, it's going to be WrestleMania. That's going to be way too long for there to be a rubber match. If it had been going for like 6 weeks, then you can have a rubber match.
Kevin Owens and John Cena,
So... But I don't know. I just think that the Undertaker's gonna win at the Summerfest. Brock's gonna go away until the Royal Rumble, and then he'll get his next opponent for WrestleMania, and that's it. Done.
I just don't
They don't care.
I Lesnar shouldn't lose. But there's no sense in beating Taker again.
Either one of those things.
Like there's no sense in this match. There was ways. Like the only sense in this match is. We're down to 1.18 million from 1.3 at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We are desperate
to
regain those lost viewers.
Yes.
To the network.
We will.
And our ratings are down.
Mm-hmm.
Down to, you know.
Down where?
Lower, down 97 levels.
Great.
That's
year.
Down where?
Great year.
Down there. And
great year.
How was that year?
It was great.
Yeah.
Started the Patriot.
Yeah.
Del Wilkes.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
So, We should have him and Jack Swagger team up.
We should. Yeah. And they could fight Zeb Coulter and Darren Young. Or, actually, what you could have is you could have Darren Young and you could have Darren Young and Xavier Woods team. Mm-hmm. They could be Rainbow Bright.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there. I mean, Titus O'Neil has a bright smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Gay Dad. That team's already made. That was like 20 minutes ago. Try to pay attention, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So anyways, the point being...
They could team up with...
I just don't see... Like, I know that you need something that's going to get people to buy the network again.
Right.
To resubscribe. And you're like, this match... This is the biggest match we can put on at SummerSlam. To get people to rebuy the network. And that's also why Sting's going to be there.
Yes.
I get that. So from that perspective, I understand. But from everything else, when you look at long-term booking, you look at motivation of characters, you look at all this stuff.
Nobody's looking at that.
I am. No. I guess that's... All of I'm sorry.
It's only
I try and look at wrestling to be good. That's
when
my
you
hope.
Talk about their... Right, I mean, you talk about the network and such. It's like only their writers are buying the network anyway because they have 1.18 million subscribers.
Yeah,
they have 1.18 million writers.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So when you
look
and
you
and me, although I'm getting, I'm almost at the saturation point here. They got to add some more stuff because I've caught
up. Or you could slow down.
Nope. I refuse. I'm gonna have to because they don't have any fucking shit. From 97, they need to put in, and from 87.
The world's watched some world-class championship wrestling.
Yeah, but it's all in order.
That's true. That's one of the problems.
Yeah. But, Swerve is great, though.
I like Swerve.
I just look at okay, you're going to do Taker, Lesnar, fine. That's going to be a Summerfest match, and that's great. But then you got to fight something else for Taker now at WrestleMania. I'm glad. I don't want to see Taker beat Brock at WrestleMania.
And we hear that Sting and Taker isn't going to happen, though.
No,
I don't get it.
I just don't get it.
I think Sting... I really think Sting should, like, destroy Stardust in, like, 5 minutes at SummerSlam.
But I think...
That's how I'd book it.
Sting is committed to a match, though, at WrestleMania again.
Yeah.
So he's gonna have this one and then another.
Which is why
one.
I would have him just destroy Stardust, you know.
The thing is with any of that, there's enough time between all of the now and there.
So you gotta be careful to not ruin people's auras. You gotta be careful of that.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has... Who has an aura?
Undertaker has an aura. Sting still has an aura, though you can ruin it pretty quickly. Triple H has a little bit of one. And Brock Lesnar definitely has one. And maybe John Cena.
No.
Maybe. In that he's certainly the most over guy.
Sure.
But I guess it's not really an aura.
No.
But that's it. Yeah, you're right. You have to be really careful. The Rock has an aura.
And how many of those people are around John Cena? That's it.
Yeah, well, and Lesnar to some degree.
Yeah,
but these guys, but if they're only going to be around once or twice a year, even more reason to be super careful about protecting that.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters, honestly.
I disagree.
I don't think it... Yeah, again, they killed wins and losses so long ago that it doesn't matter.
And we always say that, and they even Stephen booking the weekly wins and losses, they did. And then you see when a win can actually matter still, and you go... They haven't killed it. They've killed it on most characters.
Yeah.
But on new characters or on legendary characters with that aura, they haven't killed it. And again, why was Rusev getting over at 1 degree? Because at 1 degree, he kept winning.
Because he was winning, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why did... Why
so it
doesn't
did... matter. That's what I'm saying. They did it, and then they killed it, so who cares?
The win, the first win over Cena meant something.
Right, and where is he
for
now?
For Owens.
Where is he now? Midgard. 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck? That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why I'm saying you have to give a fuck even more and more.
Sure.
Because you have so few of these, and you've ruined them already, that when you have your Sting and your Undertaker and your Lesnar, and you have to be careful. And when two of these, and Triple H, when two of these guys face each other, there's a little bit less of a, like, it's less damage, because it's one guy with an aura facing another guy. But
you know what my nickname for the writing team is? It's Dope. You know why? Because there's no hope with Dope. And you can talk about how, yeah, you could do it and you got to be careful. And
what does dope stand for?
I don't know.
Best at dominating?
Dumb. Orifice.
stop the penis phallic.
Phallic.
Entry.
Entry. Dumb orifice phallic entry. There's no hope with dumb orifice phallic entry. I think we found the show title.
Yes. But I like to say, I don't understand it from so many degrees, but they're desperate. That's what's just
trying to say to me. And anyway.
So anyways. All right,
let's wrap this up until show. We'll talk about Jushin Thunder Liger next show.
Yeah, there's a lot of news to catch up on. Like I say, I apologize that we haven't done a show for like a few weeks here. We should get back more into a rather regular rhythm again now, just some stuff that popped up, and we will we'll be around more regular schedule again, right? Midweek.
I don't think you could be round more.
Oh, well, I could.
You could be more round?
Yeah.
Like when you were this tall?
I said around the house.
Right.
Said around
the house. That's right.
Yeah.
93,173. Well, 70 if they include you. 73 seats, you see.
73. 70, you took away 3.
Yeah, because that's the seat that you occupied, or was that row.
Speaking of which, I got to go talk to the producer here, your wonderful wife,
mm-hmm.
about what she said about me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that, too, from you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, so let's go have that fun.
So do the do the plugs.
All right.
Catch yourself there, didn't you?
I really did.
Yes, a lot of inside jokes there.
Yes. All right. Pride and Prejudice. We're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We're WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. Or you can listen like I did earlier today to us on the TuneIn radio app.
Uh-huh.
And we're on ShowMe.
And iHeart.
iHeart. RDO.
Yeah, yeah. Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah. Don't forget Netflix.
Hulu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The WWE Network.
Yeah, yeah. We're on there. Yeah. We're on there.
On where?
On there.
All right. So that's going to do it then. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, we off air?
Oh, yeah.
Can you Google and see what comes up if you type in dumb orifice phallic entry?
I will. It's a picture of you.